This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To everybody working out on the third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And that includes all of our nation's truck drivers out there. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. I'm also on MeWe, the same way. Gab, the same way. Parler, it's at The Captain's America. On Twitter, it's at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and take advantage of the things that are there. All right, joining us right now for hour number two is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Want to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, LJ up in Michigan is telling me that it's a little bit nippy up there right now. It's in the 30s, going down in the upper 20s tonight. No snow yet. But she also said that she's got her dog, Marty. He's not a snow dog. He's a beach dog. So I guess you got to get the dog down here to the beach, LJ. I guess that's the only solution to that one. So there you go, right, Kyle?
Exactly, yeah.
All right. Well, let's take a look at a couple of other things in the news here. You know, it's one of those news nights. More of the liberal Democrats, Kyle, are now criticizing having to wear masks because they're sick and tired of all this gloom and doom coverage, and a lot of people are not buying it anymore.
No, they're really not. Especially, Captain, with here we go, we have so many millions of Americans now either with their first vaccine shot or maybe even with their second vaccine shot by now if they have the two-shot version. And, you know, people are wondering, well, doesn't vaccination mean that we can start getting back to normal? And, yeah, I think a lot of people are just starting to wonder, we've done this for a very long time, but is it still necessary in the grand sense?
Now, that's all true. Did you hear about Joe Biden and the words he banned from the government from having to use the words?
Yeah, you can't say illegal alien, I think, right? And then they had to be called non-citizens or migrants or something like that.
And you can't use the word assimilation. So are you ready?
Yep.
To all you illegal aliens coming into this country and all the people that want to be legal citizens, you have to assimilate to the United States, which means you have to learn the language. You have to learn the currency. And if you can't do that, then you can't be an American citizen. Thank you very much. That's your public announcement.
Well, you know, Captain, the idea of assimilation is not inherently a bad idea.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, because, but it's portrayed as bad, but it's not that people lose their identity.
Nope.
It's that they have to be able to get along in a new country. And so when I was growing up, we always heard about Italian Americans, Polish Americans,
yep,
you know, and on it went. And people had a real sense of where they came from. But yet everybody grouped together under the red, white, and blue and the auspices of the Constitution. And that's what assimilation is about. It's not about destroying your identity. Nothing like that at all.
Yeah, and I guess I'm going to have to find a new Italian restaurant now because the one that I like closed because the COVID thing finally put him out of business. He couldn't find anyone to work.
Wow, that's very sad.
Yeah, he was there by himself trying to make things go, you know, waiting the tables by himself, this, that, and the other, and it finally got to where it was just way too much for him.
Well, see, that's again, if this is a story that unfortunately is replicated all over the country in so many ways.
It's because the waiters and waitresses can make $600-$700 a week without working.
That's true. I've actually had small business people tell me, yeah, their people haven't come back in some ways because they get more on unemployment or they get enough to get by. They don't want to come back to work.
But they're going to find out that they're going to have to pay the income tax on that come next month.
Very much so, yeah. That's right.
So that's the big surprise. Welcome to America. All right, well, if Joe Biden wants to keep our country safe from radical Islamic terrorism, then he should probably reinstitute the foreign country travel ban, you think?
Well, exactly. Yeah, that's exactly right.
And all of the vetting requirements of those seeking admission that go along with it, correct?
That's right.
Along with the refugee restrictions that were put in place by who?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And Donald Trump has actually said that to Joe Biden. He actually sent a message to that effect and said it in a press release late yesterday.
Well, you know, Captain, when you only lift the travel bans because you're trying to virtue signal, you missed the whole point of the travel bans that were there to begin with. And you mentioned the key word, and that is vetting. When other countries can't provide the United States with proper information of who's getting on an airplane to come to the United States, that isn't a xenophobic or anti-Muslim or any of these kinds of things that were thrown out there. It is a completely practical matter. Now, does that mean that people can go to other countries and try to get on an airplane? Well, sure, but the vetting process is there to try to catch people who are terrorists or who don't mean well for the United States.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And when we come back, did you know that Joe Biden was going to be giving a speech to America but on April the 28th, but it was going to be to an empty chamber? An empty chamber. Isn't that something strange? I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
All righty, and Ron Edwards will be around here in about 2 hours. Want to hear him from the Edwards Notebook. We also have an Edwards Notebook we're going to play. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Autoglass America. Now, there's gold waiting in that windshield you got, so give it an inspection today, and if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle the windshield needs for you, and they'll give you a lifetime warranty for the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving. Pardon me, and if you're down here in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required. Now, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa to Sarasota, Daytona Beach, and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will actually come to your home or office and process your insurance claim, give you a brand-new premium-quality windshield, a warranty, and drop that $100 right in the palm of your hand when the windshield is finished, when you tell them the captain sent you. Yes, sir, buddy. Now, you can give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. For Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
You betcha. All right. Now, before we get to what we're going to talk about here, we have a question from Bagammon Bob, I do believe. Bagammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. I heard you a moment ago mention that Biden was going to give us a speech of some sort.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. Yep, we're going to talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Which chamber is he going to be giving a speech to?
The empty one.
No, but I mean the House, the vote, or?
The empty one. He's going to be in the House, but it's going to be an empty chamber the way they have it set up right now. And we're going to tell you why. Wait till you hear why.
Okay.
All right.
The other thing, I mean, maybe one of the reasons is because he's afraid that he might get booed.
No, it's more than that. We're gonna tell you why. It's not what you think, believe me.
Okay, and the last thing I want to say is I think that Maxine Waters she ought to be charged criminally for inciting a riot.
Well, she could be. Mm-hmm. Yep. But I'll tell you what, friend. If Maxine Waters and Chauvin gets off, and she's the one responsible because of what she did, or even if he gets convicted and appeals and gets off on an appeal because of Maxine Waters, she's done in Congress. She's done.
That's good.
All right.
Really.
All right. Thanks. All right. Well, Kyle, let's let the beans out of the bag. What does Joe Biden have to have that's unlike any other president? Does he use a teleprompter?
You know, I don't think he uses the traditional teleprompter with the two plexiglass reflectors on either side. I think he's got the big screen projecting TV.
He has a very big screen TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, which blocks the view of anybody that would be out in front of them. So consequently, the reason they don't want to have people in the House of Representatives or even the Senate, but he's going to be in the House of Representatives, is because they can't put the big screen TV up.
Well, I think you're right about that.
I know I'm right.
And I think that what's happening, of course, is they put this off and put this off. Then they made the announcement. But they can't be really a joint session of Congress. It can't really be people in the chamber. It'll be because of COVID safety, but it's not really because of COVID safety. And unfortunately, Captain, you know, they're not fooling anybody anymore. They're certainly not fooling Putin. They're certainly not fooling the communist Chinese government. They're not fooling anybody who has to, who knows anything about Joe Biden and what's sort of going on. But they think maybe they're fooling the American people, I guess. But unfortunately, I can't imagine giving a speech to the empty chamber. I think that's actually worse. At every turn, they just make this thing worse.
Well, I've given a speech before, and I've used a teleprompter. It's not easy to do, because you have to look to the left and you have to look to the right, and you don't want to make it look like you're not looking at the audience, and so you kind of look out of the corner of your eye to make sure you're saying what you want to say the way you do. Now, I've also had the speech in front of me that I was giving, so I would look down as well, and that's what I would do. But it took a little getting used to, because if you're not used to doing it, you know, that's why Donald Trump, when you'd see him kind of prop up on this thing there, he'd look right straight over to the left, and he'd turn on his right elbow, and he'd turn around to the podium with his left elbow and look over to the right, and then he'd be doing with the teleprompter screen over to the right side, and that's how he did it.
Well, right, but what President Biden lacks, and I'm so sorry to say this, but he lacks that sort of natural flow and movement giving a speech to a group where you do sort of drift to the left and drift to the right, look to the center. But President Biden, from what I can tell, he always has to look dead ahead, and that's it.
Here's what I do when I give a speech. I don't stand still.
Mm-hmm.
I'll leave the podium and walk to the right or walk to the left and walk around and talk to people around the room, because I want to communicate and I want to direct my comments to certain people in the room so they can see that I'm talking to them. I'm not just standing up there talking to the wall.
Right.
And I think that gets a lot more of a presentation, and I've done that for years.
Well, sure. And again, it helps to draw people in. Politicians at a podium, they typically don't leave the podium and walk around, but they still continue, their heads move from side to side.
I had a politician ask me why I was moving around up there, and I said, well, were you watching me? Yeah. Were you following me? Yeah. There you go. I rest my case.
Well, exactly. But Biden sort of lacks that whole sort of natural movement, and I don't know how else to describe it, but it's just very wooden, and because he also, I think, has to concentrate very, very hard on the words that are coming up, because, as we've seen, he has trouble sometimes.
Well, again, I believe he's a man who's either had a stroke or has dementia or both, or is about to have a stroke, because he just has that look about him.
Well, and again, it is so very sad. I mean, we're talking about the President of the United States. And from my perspective, when the President gives such an important speech, as would be the State of the Union or the non-State of the Union, whatever it is that he's going to do, the world is watching. Our foes are watching. Our allies are watching. And the most important thing that any American president can do is project strength, vitality, and resolve. And unfortunately, I think these are very difficult things at the moment for President Biden to be able to do effectively.
Now, did you see Trump on Hannity?
I saw that he was interviewed. I have not been able to see the interview.
Well, yet. He said that the GOP must once again run on MAGA, Make America Great Again, that agenda if they want to retake the Congress in 2022. And I really do agree with him because we do want to make America great, and the MAGA hats are everywhere. You go out and you walk around, there's still a bunch of MAGA hats being worn.
Well, exactly. Now, of course, the left and many in the media have tried to make the word MAGA a bad word, literally. But, of course, the idea is of Trumpism. The idea is about the kinds of things that President Trump was doing to bring jobs back, to make sure the economy was strengthened, to make sure our international partners and so forth realized that America was going to make better deals, not only for America, but in the end, it would be better deals for the opposite country, whatever that might be. And so, yes, the president, former president, is exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff is in the chat room, and Jeff just said Biden is AU, artificial unintelligence.
Yeah, well, exactly. But again, the notion that the American people have somehow dumped the idea that Trumpism is now somehow verboten is completely wrong and mistaken. People in this country, Republicans and Democrats, across racial barriers as well, they understand exactly the impact President Trump was having for the good of the whole nation, for the rising tide to lift all boats.
Now, our governor, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, explained why he made the decision for Florida not to follow Fauciism, as he called it. It's obvious that what he did and what we did works, unlike Fauci and whatever he was trying to preach. What we've done here is working and continues to work, and the numbers are getting better all the time.
Well, right. Well, Governor DeSantis figured out and very, very easily, I might add, that you had to treat the older people,
right.
You had to protect them.
Right.
He did all these things, and look at the results.
And then he signed the Florida anti-riot bill yesterday. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you throw a rock, a bottle, a tree limb, any type of object at a policeman, firefighter, or EMT, and they arrest you, you are going to jail for 6 months. 6 months.
Well, exactly. There have to be some pretty harsh penalties for people who take the opportunity to try to attack police or, as you mentioned, under the guise of some kind of mostly peaceful demonstration.
Yeah, and if you set a fire somewhere, you're going to jail for a year, and it's felony arson. And if, God forbid, if someone that's law enforcement or police or fire gets hurt, then it starts at 5 years. It goes up very quickly. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain Matt Bruce on America's Third Watch.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Now that the jury has the case in the Derek Chauvin trial, several cities are preparing for possible unrest after a verdict is reached. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz requested additional law enforcement assistance from other states. In a statement, Walz said that he had requested the help from Ohio and Nebraska to support efforts to preserve the First Amendment right of peaceful protests while protecting public safety. Both he and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey have appealed for calm and said that violence wouldn't be tolerated. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said on Monday that the White House has been in touch with Minnesota authorities and that the president is expected to deliver remarks to the country after a verdict is delivered. And the State Department says it will change its travel warnings regarding COVID-19, which will see up to 80% of countries worldwide placed in the Do Not Travel category. The State Department says that the expanded warnings represent a realignment with the CDC's assessments for travel guidelines. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com. Or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with you.
Hi, this is Brooks from Brooks Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much there, little buddy. And it's Brooke, and Brooke will be on this morning in hour number 4. Matter of fact, she'll be on 2 hours from now. You'll be able to hear her, and we're going to have a great time. We got a lot of great things to chat about, so stay tuned for all of that. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Two Guys Gun Shows. Now, we were in Largo last week, and I was there both days because it's local. It's right here in the backyard, and I don't live that far away. And I didn't have anything else scheduled, so I decided to go there for a couple of days and talk to the people and this, that, and the other. Had a lot of great people come through, and thanks again for everybody that showed up. But this weekend, I'll be there Saturday only in Brooksville at the Two Guys Gun and Knife shows that's going to be up at the Hernando County Fairgrounds. Now, they've always, because they have two buildings up there, they've always got a lot of people that come through there. And it's always a lot of fun to meet my listeners up there in the northern part. And I get to see my buddy JW from our affiliate up there. And it's always really good when we do get up that way. And I'm looking forward to seeing you on Saturday. I'll be there from 9 to about 2. And stop on by, say howdy, howdy. And I don't know which building I'll be in yet, but I'll be easy to find because the banner will be up on the wall and all that stuff. The last time I was there was in the second building, the big one, the exhibit hall. And I was right there by the stage, almost on the stage, to where I could get up on the stage and make announcements if I had to. But it is what it is. So looking forward to seeing you there Saturday. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
The mainstream media has been putting out some stories, and they've all been running with it, that an NBC News on a recent headline said, polls show Biden is reaping solid approval ratings with popular policies. Really? Really?
What? I have to laugh about that. I don't think the policies are all that popular. I don't know people who are singing the praises of Biden policies.
There is a huge disconnect, Kyle, a huge disconnect between Joe Biden's alleged poll numbers and solid approval ratings the liberal lapdog media continues to try to push down the throat of America, and the widespread dissatisfaction with his near daily decisions and a radical agenda that he's hell-bent on enacting. And that disconnect has been there from day one. It's called his job approval rating.
Right, right. And, of course, you know, Captain, people take a look at just what's happening, just even on the border, in and of itself, is enough to make people say, wait a minute, what have we got ourselves into here?
Well, we just heard something about, well, Joe Biden's popularity is at 59%. Okay. The same poll, the Gallup poll, here is the satisfaction rate with the United States government. And he's the leader of the government, right?
Right.
32% of the nation is satisfied with the way things are going, while 67% are dissatisfied.
Isn't that something? Well, there is a little wrinkle to this as well, and it could be kind of a big wrinkle, and that is that what is the one thing that's missing from the daily coverage of the White House, basically? What's missing is the notion that Trump is unhinged, he's got to be driven from office, he's crazy, he's going to get us into a war, he's going to start World War III with Iran, on and on it would go. Every single day, 24/7, there are news networks, they're dedicated to this whole thing, right?
Yeah.
And so, but now, the people are simply not getting the kinds of stories every day where the sky is falling, and so, in some sense, John Q. or Jane Q. Public might say, oh, well, things might have calmed down a little bit. But the thing is, as we were saying, they look around, even just looking at the border, they look at the lost jobs, the energy industry, they see gas prices going up, they know inflation is following, they know all this stuff is happening, and that's why the Democrats keep trying to get while the getting's good here.
Well, the other thing is NBC also cites a Marist NPR poll, that's National Public Radio, that just came out showing 52% of registered voters approving of Biden while 41% disapprove. Again, that number strongly approving is 26% while 31% strongly disapprove.
Right. Well, generally speaking, there are a lot in the media, and I hate to say it, but the term is propping up. You know, they want to prop up, you know, the perception of Biden. But anybody who's going to, and people are going to tune in and listen to the speech, I mean, they're going to say, wait a minute, you know, what's really going on here? Oh, and by the way, the vice president, well, you know, she's supposed to be in charge of the border, but she's never had a press conference or answered questions about it. But, you know, so what? The media's not going to go and really try to make hay out of that.
And the important thing right now for the people to understand is we get it, we see it, we know it. Voters are very tepid on this president, and they always have been. Remember that 58% of the people who voted for Biden were voting against Donald Trump rather than for Joe Biden. That is a fact.
Well, exactly right. And the not Trump is not the best reason in the world to vote for somebody. I understand about negative campaigning and trying to get somebody to vote because they don't like the other candidate. That's been forever, right? But the result of it is very obvious. What's happening, international relations, the economy coming out of COVID, what to expect, and it's not good.
And to the rest of us, Joe Biden is a little more than a mindless dolt whose strings are being pulled by radical leftists. Remember we talked about the Politburo?
Yeah, well, that's right.
Whose purpose is to seek to destroy America as we know it today. Solid approval ratings? Give me a break.
Well, it's really hard, and again, it pains me to say this, but it's very difficult to think of Joe Biden sitting in the Oval Office coming up with policy ideas and then implementing them. It just, he doesn't strike you, it doesn't strike me, as being somebody who's sitting there going at the, you know, going over to the other office off the oval and working and reading and thinking about things and then calling his people in and saying, here's what we're going to do, everybody. It just doesn't seem to fit.
Yeah. And let's be clear for just one second here. The Republicans, when they regain the majorities in the House and Senate, which I believe they'll do in 2022, if they do not redefine Section 203 of the Communications Decency Act, more narrowly to strip its protections from the likes of Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, then it'll be a dereliction of duty of the, to the American people and the principles of free speech, because Section 203, while it may not be the solution, is perhaps the antitrust part of it, to where we can break up these monopolies, these big-time private social media sites that are controlling speech. They're telling you what you can and cannot say.
Well, right. Well, in other words, they will become more like a public utility, like the phone company. It'd be like saying, well, yeah, you can sign up for your phone service, but, you know, don't talk about certain things on the phone, because, you know, we will censor that if you say anything that we don't agree with on the phone. I mean, nobody, people would laugh at that kind of thing. But that's where these big platforms, I think, could be heading, and there's been some discussion of that recently. We'll see how that pans out, because access is now everything. Access into the public square is by social media, and if the big tech can simply cancel you because they don't like what you said, well, that's disenfranchises you completely.
Yeah, and Mike Lindell started his website yesterday, frankspeech.com. Now, as of showtime when we went on, you still weren't able to sign up to join, but he certainly got his page all set up at the moment with the news. You can see the news that's on there, and he's got his little TV network or whatever you want to call it. But it certainly is made up of what you would think by the things that you would think that you're looking at.
Well, right. Well, the booting off of these other big platforms of any conservative, and I'm not talking about, you know, people advocating bad things or stuff like that. Nobody should be able to do those kinds of things, but just conservative thought, an alternate idea. So what you have now is you have people that are going to be in a massive echo chamber on these big platforms. They're never going to hear any kind of competing ideas. And it seems like that's exactly the way the powers that be, as it were, would love to have it, because that way they're not, you're not going to question anything anymore. And that's not the American way.
Yeah. And I was just over here. I was looking at frankspeech.com to see if it was actually online. I don't know. It doesn't look like it is yet. But probably sometime today you'll be able to sign up.
Yep.
All right. Well, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, Truckers Highway and Byway Report number 2 coming right up. Kyle will be right back. We got a lot of weather to talk about. And, yeah, it's cold in the North Country. And, LJ, get the woolies out and get Marty a sweater or something, because it is going to be snowing up your way. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there, Carrollton, Georgia, way with her husband, Don, at the Double D Ranch. And that's a stable where they not only house horses, but they also teach you how to ride. And if you want to compete in the Western competition or the equestrian class, they can do all of that for you, too. And this portion of the program brought to you by the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, Flying J, and Pilot Travel Centers. Make sure you stop on by. Tell them the captain sent you, get you a free hot cup of coffee, easy for me to say. Okay, we're going to get started here because we got something on the line. We are going to break a law, and Kyle knows all about this, or so he says.
Inside, it's so frustrating, and I'm turning the town around. Still, I don't know nobody cares.
righty, breaking the law. Now, what did you mean, Kyle? You knew all about that.
No, I just remember the song. You know, I just remember the refrain, breaking the law, that kind of thing. You know, and
have you seen the video?
I'm sure I've seen the video in the past, but I know that came out around 1980 as well. So yeah, it's definitely Judas Priest, man.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And okay, so let's get on over here to the weather before we step on our toes here, because we're going to have Denise coming. All right, a strong cold front will move through the center of the country early this week. Next couple of days, it's going to get chilly and snowy, and moderate to heavy snow is possible today in the central Rockies into the northern plains. Snow will spread through the Midwest on tomorrow and the next day. Cold air behind the front will be record cold temperatures for the next couple of days and nights. Showers and storms across Florida today and tomorrow will result in the threat of flash flooding, especially in South Florida. So take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. The freeze warning tonight in southern Washington and parts of northern Oregon, in the Yakima area. That's in the Washington side, of course. Pasco, Walla Walla.
By the way, that's Yakima.
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 That's right.
The Indians would shoot you.
Yeah, well, yeah, but yeah, so Yakima, you're absolutely right about that. And then down along I-84 in northern Oregon tonight, and you got that freeze warning, so be careful there. You've got a lake wind advisory near Pocatello, Idaho tonight. Also, another hard freeze warning. This is going to be around Logan, Ogden, Utah. This is going to be west of Salt Lake City, but encompassing a big part of the northern part of the Great Salt Lake and also the Hill Air Force Range there. You want to be careful in that area. Then also over in Colorado, near Denver, we still got that winter weather advisory that's supposed to begin expiring about 3 a.m. Mountain Time. But if you're heading out of Denver across I-70, going east and or west for some degree, you're going to be part of this winter weather advisory. The snow's supposed to be winding down, but you're still going to have some very slippery roads and so forth as a result of all that. Down in New Mexico, fire weather watch. This is all going to be west of Albuquerque, extending almost the entire western part of New Mexico, and in southern Arizona tonight, near Phoenix and also near Tucson, you're going to have fire weather watch going on.
Well, coming out of Colorado, going up into Nebraska, you're going to have snow going up there to the junction of 76 and 80, and coming out I-70 out of Denver east all the way to Kansas City, you're going to have snow. Most of Kansas, it's snowing tonight. Then you've got a light dusting of snow that will start in sometime during the day for most of Oklahoma, for the Panhandle over to Amarillo, down towards Lubbock, down towards Midland. There's a frost warning down there for just a little bit east of Midland, looks like over towards the Metroplex, and then you've got a frost watch over there by the Dallas Metroplex right now, and frost warning in the eastern part of Oklahoma going towards Missouri. But here we go, northern part of Arkansas, going up into all of Missouri, the southern half of Iowa, the bottom part of Wisconsin, all of Illinois, most of Indiana, the western part of Ohio, the western half of Michigan, on up into the Upper Peninsula. You're going to have snow working its way across there. The temperatures that were in the 70s yesterday will be in the 30s by later today and or tonight, and maybe even colder. And as LJ said, the temperature up there, I believe, was 30 some odd degrees, dropping on down into the 20s. So there you go. And down in Florida, the rain will be predominantly to the south. South Florida are going to have some flooding down there from Naples around the corner down to Marathon and from Miami, actually a little bit north of Miami, Fort Lauderdale, on down to Naples on the east side. So there'll be a lot of rain down there, and there should be a lot of flooding down there because it's a lot lower down there than it is up here. We will get thunderstorms today across the central part of Florida. Okay, Kyle, how do we hear your show?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Okay, and we look forward to talking to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody. And we'll be talking to him tomorrow. But in the meantime, right now, we're going to talk to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Again, the website for her is FoundersCode.com. And good morning.
Good morning.
Now, the jury has the trial in the Chauvin case, but the last thing that was done yesterday was a tactical move, a gamble, if you want to call it that. They're not going to take the jury verdict as the verdict in the trial. The judge is going to call the shots, and that was agreed upon by Chauvin and his lawyer.
Yes.
And that's not done a lot.
Well, this is obviously, this judge, by the way, used to work for Senator Amy Klobuchar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just want to throw that sidebar in. But this is a very unusual case because, first of all, it's gotten worldwide attention, not just national attention.
Right.
It should have been moved out of the city and or state.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And the other reason is that the judge admonished Congresswoman Maxine Waters because she got on an airplane and flew to Minneapolis to kind of stir up the crowd. So mm-hmm. we have several things going on here. And the judge even made a case to the defense attorney that you may, in fact, have a good reason for appeal because of Maxine Waters.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we have we have some interesting moves going on here.
Yeah, and I will say that the trial, and again, compared to what you normally would see, couple of maneuvers here that you don't usually expect to see. And when he agreed, because he said that the attorney, they sat there at the end of the trial and they were doing whatever they were doing, and that the attorney says, Mr. Chauvin, would you please take your mask off? And he took his mask off and they sat there, talked back and forth, and he gave him like a little Dutch uncle talk, and then he agreed to the judge that they just weren't going to go by the jury verdict, which is unusual, that they were going to let the judge handle it. So they must have, I don't know what they're thinking. Do they really think that they're better off that way? I mean, is that honest?
It has me stumped because if that's the case, then why have a jury?
Yeah. Yeah, and I talked to an attorney about this, and the attorney was even saying, well, you don't usually do this unless you already know the result that you're going to get.
Right.
So that may be it, but who knows? All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch after we do the news and views and stations pay a few commercials and all that. Top of the hour, Kathy is going to give you the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.